This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We've got breaking news story. The Department of Homeland Security has now canceled Obama's former policies concerning immigration and has ordered agents to expand deportations. Now, for the longest time now, and if you notice this, I was watching last night, it was like NBC or one of the news shows last night. I forget which one it was. They had a story about a woman at a college campus and how she was deathly afraid because of the fact that her parents had come to this country illegally and brought her along, and now that she was in college, she was definitely afraid of the fact that she could be now picked up. By the way, according to this order, this DHS order that is canceling Obama's former policies, Donald Trump has left DACA in place. Of course, DACA is for those children that were brought here by their parents at a very young age and that know no other life. Trump has actually said that that's a tough one for him because he has children and he feels a special connection to kids. He said he basically said, I've got a heart. Amongst the things he said, and he said, this is hard for me. I can't just throw the kids out. Okay. But going back to this this news story I was watching. So there's this young woman. She's a college student, and she says she's definitely afraid that she may indeed be swept up and deported. And as I was watching it, I thought to myself, that's like, let's turn it around here. Let's say you're on the run. You say you're a fugitive from justice, right? You're a fugitive from justice. And, so you've made your way, you've been able to elude capture, but you gotta know, there are, for instance, you see these stories all the time of, so-and-so was wanted by the police and hid out and had a new life and was living in, South Dakota somewhere and created a new life, got married, had kids, and then the law catches up to them. And they always say, hey, you know what, I always kind of knew that, or in the back of my mind, it was always something that I knew could catch up to me, right? And this is no different, frankly. I mean, if you break the law, you gotta know in the back of your mind, hey, this could all go horribly wrong for me someday. I could be, for whatever reason, caught. You know, even if you're living your life in the straight and narrow, the chances, you know, there's always that chance that you may get caught. And I was thinking that as I was watching the story, because this, you know, the blame is being placed upon the Trump administration. You know, Donald Trump wants to kick everybody out. And I just thought to myself, you know, hey, we're forgetting that the law has been broken. You see, the left has and the media have done a wonderful job, really, of making the, you know, what is deviant behavior. And when I mean deviant behavior, I mean, like, you've broken the law. And what and the media and the left has normalized. And if you think about it, they've done that with everything. Whether it's a transgender issue or any number of social justice issues. And I would say, for instance, transgender individuals, that is, it's deviant behavior. It just is, you know. It's not that I don't feel sorry for the psychological component of that, but it's deviant behavior. Now, the left, and here's my thought here, is the left has, and for the longest time, there's been this really just canard, which states that all immigrants, regardless of how you got here, like once you get here, you're good. No. You know, where do you draw the line in terms of the law? And they have done a masterful job of, again, bringing you into bizarro world. It's like I always say, there's these two separate alternative realities going on, right? And I like to call it the bizarro world, the world of the media and the left. It really is bizarro world. So that they have normalized illegal behavior, deviant behavior, whatever you might want to call it, but that's the reality. The reality is that, and we forget this all the time, because again, if you speak in platitudes, right? And this is what the left is wonderful at doing, is speaking in platitudes. So, in fact, I got a clip that perfectly illustrates this point that I'm going to play for you in a little bit. But if you normalize deviant behavior or illegal behavior, and you keep telling me over and over and over again, that it's okay. After a while, that message resonates with people. So that they've forgotten the distinction between legal and illegal behavior. And that's where we're at right now. And I gotta give credit to those forces that have continued to push this as this illegality as being somehow okay for this issue specifically. Now, if I said to you, hey, you know, so-and-so is committed tax evasion, or they, you know, they robbed the bank, you wouldn't quibble. You wouldn't say, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't put him in jail because he had to feed his family to rob, you know, he had to feed his family, so maybe that's why he robbed the bank. Should we maybe just give this guy a break here? Where do you draw the line? That's the question. Where exactly do you draw the line? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming Eve?
Redeem a full of culture.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Hit your ticket. I'ma get wicked. The crew to you to put the back to back attack. So I smack and tap and slap the mic. Now I'm ringing the mic.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Homeland Security Secretary John F. Kelly officially ordered federal agents this week to begin arresting and deporting more illegal immigrants, releasing them from the handcuffs the Obama administration had imposed, and making headway on one of President Trump's chief campaign promises. Now, remember, this should not surprise anyone, frankly. This was what he said he was going to do. He ran on this. People voted on this. This was the cornerstone of his campaign. In fact, if you think about it, look what's happening all over Europe. Look what's happening in Germany, in Italy, in England, and Sweden. Yes, Sweden. By the way, Trump was right about Sweden. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But people should not be surprised about this. He's going to leave, though, the dreamers, the so-called dreamers under DACA are still exempt. But the DHS has been told that there are no longer any special classes of people that should be considered off limits for deportation. You see, here's the thing. If you don't like the law, then change the law. Don't go forum shopping to find some judge that's going to carve out some exception for you within the law. In fact, you've heard this so many times, but I heard this yesterday. I think it was I was watching the news, and it was like, I think it was a Catholic priest or something that was, I know what it was. There are certain churches that are giving sanctuary to illegals all over the country. And they were interviewing some Catholic priest, and he was saying, well, you know, what needs to happen is we need to have comprehensive immigration reform, and that has to happen. And Congress doesn't have the guts to pass comprehensive immigration reform. No, we don't need comprehensive immigration reform, actually. See, and it's gotten to the point where people don't even know what that means. I guarantee you that this Catholic priest parroting this talking point has no freaking clue what the hell that means. Everybody says, well, we need a comprehensive immigration reform. And by the way, are these churches that are keeping people in sanctuary, they need to lose their tax-exempt status, okay? Those caught at the border will be swiftly shipped back. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly has said, and he freed agents to target a broader universe of illegal immigrants for deportation from within the interior of the United States. The secretary also said the agents are still to give priority to those with criminal rap sheets, but are free to use discretion taken away from them in the Obama years to detain anyone they believe to be in the country illegally. It is not intended to produce mass roundups, a Homeland Security official said, briefing reporters on two new memos Mr. Kelly signed on Monday. The memos set the groundwork for building a wall and calling for hiring of 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, 10,000 more Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, ICE agents, and 500 more officers for the air and marine operations at Customs and Border Protection. Funding those priorities will depend on Congress. Although I heard today Sean Spicer, in his briefing today that he gave, say that they don't need to go to Congress. They have the money already, i.e. that the money's already been budgeted and they're good. They don't need to. here's Richard Durbin. Listen to this. I love this. Because you know the Democrats are going to freak out about this. They're going to cry about it. They're going to rant and rave. They're going to protest. But really, if they want to have any significant action in this regard, they need to just change the law. Listen, here's what Richard Durbin said. We need an immediate public examination in Congress of these heavy-handed anti-family policies. The Senate should also pass the bill I've sponsored to repeal the mass deportation order. The Republican-controlled Congress has an urgent responsibility to do its constitutional duty and act as an independent check on President Trump. No! You need to enforce the law. How about, enforcing the law? How crazy is that? Huh? Because that's, and I've said this over and over again, and that's what the Trump administration has now said. The Trump administration has now said that we're going to enforce the law. How about we start enforcing the existing laws that are on the books? And they've actually even said, okay, listen, we're not going to go after the Dreamers right now. Okay? We're not going to go after the Dreamers. But we are going to enforce existing law. And if you don't like it, then change the law. By all means, change the law. But you can't pick and choose laws that you want to enforce. And again, the first thing that the left will do is talk about the children. What about the children? Again. You know, imagine you've committed a crime and you're before the judge and you're about to get sentenced and you say to the judge, "Well, Your Honor, you can't break up my family. I mean, what about the children?" We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. It's really amazing how immigration has become, and you're going to hear a lot about immigration. This week is going to be immigration week because you not only do you have this order from DHS to start actually enforcing the law. Crazy. You've also got this travel ban coming down. Either it'll be this week or at the beginning of next week. I expect that to come down in a minute. But again, you know, the left and the media want you to suspend your reality. And they want you to believe that anyone that comes here, once you make it here, you're good. You should be allowed to stay here, regardless of the fact that you might have broken the law. But what's amazing is that how this issue really is an issue, not just a domestic issue. Although I think that for Trump, I think it's important for this administration to, in fact, really go forward with their domestic agenda, frankly. And if they have success with their domestic agenda, then I think that a lot of this noise will go away. They need to just win. And by that I mean they need to just get to work and accomplish things. They've obviously accomplished a phenomenal amount in a short period of time, given that it's only been a month. But what's amazing is that how immigration has really, it really has become the, I think, number one issue, and I think it's become the number one issue, not just here in America, but all over the world. Look, you're seeing the effects of these open border policies, for instance, in places like, again, Sweden, Germany, France, Spain, England. So this issue, even though, look, we've been told by the open borders crowd, the globalist crowd, that you can't talk about this because everybody's for, you know, open borders, right? And yet we come to find that Trump tapped into something. When he came down that escalator, and when he was talking about immigration and how important it was for us to really take a look at our immigration policies. And not just, you know, let's pass comprehensive immigration reform BS. But, you know, hey, how about we just enforce the existing laws of this country? Because if you look at, why did Donald Trump win? He won because of, I would say, immigration. You know, you could say it's because he was able to capture that white working class voter that is, you know, living in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Ohio. But that's just a portion of it. Because those voters, also to them, immigration was important, i.e., because they looked at it as an economic issue and as a security issue. So then when Donald Trump said what he said, for instance, about Mexico and building a wall, people got it. They understood that. Because not only was it a domestic security issue component to it, it was also an economic message, i.e. these people are taking jobs away from us. And I suspect that within the black community, too, that message resonated. In fact, we've seen that from some of the backlash within the black community about things like, for instance, sanctuary cities and what have you. But this is an issue, frankly, that the global elites and the elites within this country and I include, when I talk about the elites, I also am talking about, you know, media elites, corporate elites, and what have you, that aren't affected by illegal immigration to the extent that, you know, maybe they are because of their, you know, housekeeper or gardener. But they don't have to worry. Number one, because they live in gated communities. And number two, because they're not vying for jobs. They're not competing for jobs with these people that are coming here illegally and that are undercutting the labor market here. So, and this is really, I think, the crux of, you know, one of the major reasons why Donald Trump won, and I think one of the major reasons why you're seeing this movement resonate throughout the world, i.e., look at in France, Le Pen is now leading. By the way, did you see this? You see this? Marie Le Pen, she was scheduled to meet with the Grand Mufti of Lebanon. And was set to go into a meeting, and she was told that she had to wear a headscarf. And she's like, no, I'm not wearing a headscarf. And they're like, well, you can't meet with the Grand Mufti if you don't wear a headscarf. So Marie Le Pen was like, all right, cool. I guess I'm not meeting with him. Tell him I'm sorry, but we're not meeting. She turned around and walked out. and good for her. But here's the deal. You know, and this has been said often, but it bears repeating them. You know, look, the Democrat Party, they don't care about immigrants. They care about voters and winning elections. And the Republican Party doesn't care about comprehensive immigration reform. My God. They want cheap labor. So both parties are really exploiting, if you think about it, the illegal immigrant for their own purposes. And Donald Trump was really the only one that kind of came in and said, hey, whoa. Because before that, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, they didn't really care about the actual people in this country. They were looking for whether it was cheap labor or future undocumented Democrats. That's what they were looking for, and that's all they cared about. And so you've got these movements throughout the world like Brexit, like what's happening in Western Europe, what's happening really all over the world. And Donald Trump was able to articulate that where no one else was, that none of the other 16 individuals that ran against them, because they were afraid, you know, because they were told, don't talk about immigration, because that's a loser argument. You're going to lose if you talk about it. Well, Trump came in and wrecked that whole thing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, put your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. We've got Patrick Gavin joining us now from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Patrick, we have another Dork Fest going on later this week, which is, of course, CPAC. Are you planning on attending that gathering?
I am, but does that mean that I'm a dork?
Yes.
Yeah, probably right. Yes, I'll be there, sadly, for better or for worse.
Well, don't feel bad, because I'll be there, too, as well.
All right, good.
All right. What's happening in Washington? What can we expect in the now that we've gone through the first month? I know that a lot of people think it is the first year, but it's only been a month. I just want to remind people it's only been a month. But I got to tell you, it feels like Christmas every single day, Patrick.
In the sense that you've got something to talk about?
Well, that, and, I think a lot of people are pretty happy. Again, if you get outside of Washington, though, Patrick, you've got to leave D.C., and you got to leave, Fairfax and Chevy Chase and, really go into America. And I think most people are pretty happy about what's going on. What say you?
Well, I think you're right. I think that, a lot of people here in D.C., as you kind of correctly noted how famously out of touch we are, I think a lot of people here are really surprised at how well President Trump's poll numbers have held up, or at the very least have not dropped. And I think what's interesting is, you're right. It's only been a month. I think people here in D.C. feel like it's been at least a year, mostly because of the sheer volume of news and events and coverage and the things that are happening at sort of breakneck speed, which people who are not used to that. But I think it's interesting to take a look at perhaps what we can expect from month two. I think even the Trump administration will probably be the first to admit that, they would like for month two to be maybe not more calm in terms of action, but calm in terms of sort of these side stories that are either caused by themselves or caused by the press, sort of frothing at the mouth or whatever it is. And so month two is going to be interesting because now we're sort of heading out of the transition period and heading into, where the real rubber meets the road. And I think that you're going to see Mr. Trump lay out his agenda before Congress really for the first time, sort of like a State of the Union. And really talk about what are the specifics of reforming healthcare? What are the specifics of immigration policy? What kind of role does he want Congress to have in all this stuff? And so I think you're going to see a much more less dramatic second month and much more substantive second month. And I think that's probably good for everybody.
Yeah, and I also noticed today, I don't know if you noticed this today in the press briefing that Sean Spicer Dave. He seemed a little more relaxed, a little more chilled out. He wasn't as caustic, I think, with some of the members of the media. He was actually kind of cracking jokes. It's my understanding that that's kind of like how he is in person. And so the Sean Spicer that maybe we've been seeing hasn't necessarily been the real Sean Spicer. And I think maybe he's kind of like a little more. I noticed today he's a little more relaxed in terms of dealing with the presser today and dealing with the media. And I suspect that that's probably happening with everybody in the staff. Look, it's a new job. It's a daunting thing to be to work in the White House. And I think a lot of people just need to, especially within the Washington Press Corps, they just need to just chill out, I think. Right?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, what's funny about sort of the Sean Spicer rollout is, as you may know, or certainly people here in D.C. know, I mean, he's an incredibly affable, nice, well-liked guy. And
right.
I think that very first press conference, and it wasn't really a press conference because there were no questions, where he sort of railed at the media about the inauguration crowd size. I mean, he even, there's a profile of him in CNN. I'm not quite sure he had directly admitted it, but quote-unquote sources close to him. He admitted that he kind of got off to a bad start. And you're right. I mean, these guys are all tired from the campaign. They don't get a break. They don't totally know what they're doing, understandably. They're all jockeying for position. They're all terrified about their job security. You have to. And, of course, they're imbued with all this power now. So I do think you have to cut them a little bit of slack. And you're right. I think that Sean is sort of growing into the role. I think he's sort of walking that really difficult line between satisfying his boss, which is his number one job, and then, a distant number seven is satisfying the press corps. But he does have to do both those things, and I think he's doing a much better job.
Right. I think he's getting better at it. I mean, I remember talking to somebody actually on inauguration night, telling me that, and this was kind of an insider person telling me, listen, Sean Spicer's not going to last. He's out. I was like, what, are you kidding me? They're like, no, he's gone. He's not going to last. But you hear that, those kind of stories all the time with every White House. You hear about the, the infighting and, people going in and out all the time. So, and especially because, Trump likes within, within his staff, he likes kind of like that bunker mentality. He kind of likes that Game of Thrones deal where people take each other out. He doesn't mind that.
No, that's right. I even noticed something over the weekend. Maybe it was down at Mar-a-Lago that Laura Ingraham was spotted with Trump, who was kind of like the number one, number two pick to be press secretary. So, right, I mean, just when you think Sean Spicer can take a breather, all of a sudden he's got his former, competitor for the White House press podium now hanging out with his boss again. I'm sure he's like, okay, come on, throw me a break here. I thought I had some job security. So you're right. That does seem to be a little bit how Mr. Trump operates. But, no press secretary. Like, I would say maybe with the exception of Tony Snow, like nobody really hit the ground running, amazingly, just a total natural pro at it. Some people are really calm and subdued, like a Scott McClellan. Some people are sort of more boisterous as Spicer came out doing. Some are more wonkish, like Josh Earnest. So no one hits a home run right at bat. And you're right, even though we're all accustomed to how fast things move, I mean, it's been 28 days. We gotta give this guy a chance to get his sea legs together.
Right, and I think really what he's done is he is implementing his agenda, what he said. Like, for instance, today, the announcement that DHS is going to expand deportations. It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. He said he was going to do that. All the things that he said he was going to do, he's starting to implement. So it should come as no surprise to anyone. Elections, to quote Barack Obama, elections have consequences. So John McCain, Trump won, okay? Go home, you're drunk.
Well, and I think that's your point. It's a sad state of affairs here in D.C., the fact that when someone actually does do what they say, we're all shocked.
Right.
No one ever does, and nothing ever really, truly gets done. And if, like Mr. Trump or not like Mr. Trump, if he does, if he is successful in enabling the agenda that he espoused and is consistent with his campaign promises, I mean, he will go down as a historical anomaly and someone who would really, shock people by the fact that he actually lived up to what he said. So, to be honest, it's kind of it's on him to do it. He has all three branches of government. He's in an incredible position to enact his agenda. He largely has the Republican Party that supports him. You know, there's no natural Democratic, you know, there's no Barack Obama anymore sort of lingering in the Senate. There's no, you know, sort of natural heir apparent to the White House. So, you know, if Trump can't get it done, you know, to a certain degree, he only has himself to blame. I mean, Democrats, you know, can certainly be obstructionists if they want to. But, yeah, he's got a real opportunity to sort of, you know, upend these traditional norms of in D.C. of how people never do what they say. And even if they do what they say, you know, they're not successful in actually enacting any real policy changes.
Right, because I think it's because they always owe somebody something and they got to, you know, they have so many people pulling at them. And you know, Trump doesn't have any of that. He doesn't owe anybody anything, and he's a businessman, and I think that's how he's going to approach, you know, going forward, enacting his agenda. So, you know, we'll see. I think I feel pretty positive about you know, what's going to happen going forward. All right. Well, listen, Pat, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon, and I'm probably going to see you at CPAC. All right, buddy?
You bet. I'll see you there.
All right, thanks. Take care. The madness and the mayhem, and yes, the manhood returns in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.